You're listening to SBS News.
As authorities prepare for worsening bushfire conditions, insurance companies have begun counting the cost of the devastation. The Insurance Council of Australia says about 8,500 insurance claims, totalling around $700 million, have been made since the bushfire season began in September, with the expectation that that number will rise significantly. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says about 20% of bushfire-related insurance claims have been assessed, and half of those have already been settled. Mr. Frydenberg says insurers have promised to act quickly on claims made by bushfire victims, with companies told to prioritise local tradespeople when they start paying out for rebuilds. He says insurers have brought in assessors from overseas to help process the thousands of claims already submitted.
There's a whole range of claims here, and what the Insurance Council emphasised was the complexity of some of these challenges. Now, some of these claims can be dealt with, as they said, cash payouts within 7 to 14 days. Others may take a little bit longer than that.
It comes as the federal government-funded National Bushfire Recovery Agency begins work assessing the greatest areas of need. Head of the agency, Andrew Colvin, says while the recovery efforts will be nationally coordinated, they will have a focus on local delivery.
The beauty is I don't start this agency from a standing start. The government have previously dealt with disasters, perhaps not of this nature, but it's not new business to governments in Australia. We know that. A lot has already been done, and the announcement of $2 billion yesterday by the Prime Minister is in addition to the substantial work that has already been contributed by government across a range of payment factors. So there's a lot of work ahead of us, but a lot has already been done.
In New South Wales, the second Rural Fire Service volunteer killed last month while battling the large Green Wattle Creek blaze has been farewelled at a Western Sydney service. Hundreds of family, friends and RFS members filled a church in Horsley Park to pay their respects to Andrew O'Dwyer, who died alongside fellow volunteer Geoffrey Keaton. Firefighters and other emergency service workers formed a guard of honour as the 36-year-old's casket was carried into the church. The bushfire season in New South Wales has so far claimed the lives of 20 people. Emergency Services Minister David Elliott says fire crews are using cooler conditions to gain an upper hand on the 130 fires burning across the state, before conditions deteriorate later in the week.
We're not out of the woods yet. Friday will again be another dangerous day because of the heat. But after a couple of days of moist and mild weather, hopefully the fire grounds are going to be a little easier to manage.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed bushfires in the state's east have burnt through more than 1.2 million hectares of land. The total number of fires burning in the state has reduced to 14, but authorities say that's due to many blazes joining together. Mr. Andrews says while cooler conditions have provided some respite, Victorians must remain vigilant as conditions will deteriorate.
We are taking advantage of these slightly calmer conditions. Smoke and air quality is a big challenge for us. These next couple of days are going to be a big challenge for us as the weather warms up again. This is not over by a long shot. And whilst these last couple of days have been more benign, there will be messages that are all about your safety and your well-being, and they are messages of the utmost importance. They are about life and death.
Meanwhile, South Australian authorities have confirmed 56 properties on Kangaroo Island have been destroyed by fire. Two people died last week when large parts of the island, including most of the Flinders Chase National Park, were engulfed by fire. About 160,000 hectares of land was burnt in the ravine fire. South Australian Emergency Services Minister Corey Wingard says more than 230 properties on the island have been assessed over the past 3 days, with 56 homes destroyed, major damage to 10 buildings, and minor damage to 18 buildings.
The upside here is that more than 150 have been saved. So 150 were not damaged by fires, more than 150. In fact, the count at the moment is 167 homes weren't damaged by fire. So that is a testament to a great effort of all involved, in particular the emergency services, and we thank them very much for that work.
More than 130 firefighters are still on the island, backburning and creating fire breaks in preparation for Thursday, when high temperatures and a late wind change are expected. Amy Hall, SBS News.